Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay.
And Trey.
Oh, no, she don't want to say it today, y'all.
No, you didn't say it right.
What am I supposed to say?
You just say welcome to Live in the Day with Trey and Jay.
Okay. Thank you guys for joining us for yet another great show. Got a great show for you today. We're going to be joined by none other than Shanika Marie, well, Queen Shanika Marie, that is. She's going to tell us a little bit about what she sees as in readings for the state of the world right now. She's going to introduce herself. She's actually a life coach at Abundantly Developed Roots also, and you don't want to miss that. We're going to talk a little bit about that, hear what she has to say, and we're going to talk about this Friday, well, this Saturday, that is, September the 10th at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, the start, 6 o'clock p.m., the show, the doors open at the second annual, well, I ain't going to say annual, but the second show for The Lady Gift and the Unmatched Drummer. I think that you guys are really going to like it. The second show is going to be nothing but pure fire. I promise you, you're going to like it, and I promise you it's going to be everything that you definitely want in a show, in a jazz show. So please, please, please make sure that you check out this show. Make sure that you really get your tickets. That's right. Get your ticket. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets, and then we're going to go from there. My Facebook people, I might have to come back to you in a second because we're having some audio issues. I mean, some video issues. I don't know what's going on. So we might have to come back in a second and see what's going on with that. Number to call, 515-602-9653. We soon will be joined. None other than Queen, and I can't wait for you guys to get a chance to hear what it is that she has to say about what's going on in the state of the world right now, because there's a lot going on, and I think you're going to really enjoy the interview. I've been waiting on this interview for a couple of weeks, and I can't wait for you guys to hear what she has to say. So, what you been doing lately? Who you been hanging out with? What you been doing this weekend? You sure?
Yes. Don't even go there. Anyway.
We're going to talk about a movie we went and seen this weekend, too. I thought it was kind of interesting. I was stupid, but I thought it was interesting, too. 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely. And I'm definitely live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie. I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mile again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like to cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load.
Yeah. Now I done been up and I been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to balling out of control. To skiing with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22 put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song, so I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get
day. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check enterprise.
All right,
all my life I've been behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You trying to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'm gonna be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream. My life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah, with God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama told me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off cause it's the folks I'm gon' bring.
World,
You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Come back to me. What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with J.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm here with Jay, and this is Trey.
Oh, my goodness.
Shortly, we're going to be joined by Ms. Shanika Marie.
Yes, and I think that's momentarily. We're getting ready to be joined by her. Number call 515-602-9653.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
The number to call is 515-602-9653.
Y'all, see.
See what? I wanted to do the number.
Okay. All right, so my first guest. I told you guys on Friday's show that we were going to have a special guest today. And we are going to have we're getting ready to be joined by a very special guest. She is one of the life coaches for Abundantly Developed Roots. And I can't wait for you guys to hear what she has got to say to us and to you guys. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, her journey and what's been going on with her also. So welcome to the show, none other than Queen Shanika Marie. Welcome to the show, Queen. How you doing?
Hey, peace, and blessings. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I'm having some audio issues, so I know we probably sound a little rough on your end, but hopefully it worked out. As long as you can hear me, can you hear?
Yeah, there's just a little staticky, but I can hear you pretty good. It's okay.
Okay.
We're going to make it through.
We're going to roll with it because after the weekend I had, we're going to roll with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bad. So, Queen.
What happened? Okay.
Oh, my goodness. We were at the movie theater, and, you know, this weekend was, I was just telling the Facebook crowd, this weekend was like $3 movie. And it was $3 cinema day or something like that. They come up with. I ain't never heard of that in my life. But anyhow,
right. They
come up with it. And, I thought we was doing the thing by getting our little tickets early and being cool. And we was like, yeah, we're going to go to a movie. We don't think everybody's going to come see.
But the first thing we did was invited our son and his girlfriend to go on a date with us.
Well, yeah.
It's supposed to be our date night. But anyway, go ahead.
Ooh.
Go ahead. Oh, no, nothing.
You feel it? You feel that shade coming at me?
Mm-mm.
I'll make it up. But anyhow, we get in there, and everybody and their mama, cousins, aunts, brothers, sisters was there, and they were sneaking in canned drinks and potato chips and everything else, and then everybody wants to talk about everything under the moon in the movie, and I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. Got on my nerves. So I know not to go to a $3 movie day anymore. We just gonna pay regular price now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I also went to the movie theater on the day as well. I didn't know about the $3 price until I put it in my cart. Right? I thought they messed up, and I actually went and seen The Beast. It was like nine of my family members went, and we had a very good time. And it wasn't too bad at The Beast, but I do tell you, we was right there at the screen, which is I'm not used to that. I'm used to you know being in the middle, in the back. But it was okay. I'm glad I didn't get any. Right. Oh, did you enjoy it?
I did. I just don't like the fighting of a lion, and I mean.
Yeah.
That lion sliced him like with cheese, and he was able to get up and do his thing.
Well, he was limping a little bit. I think it was more symbolic. Just, and we were talking about worldly events and what's going on. I think it's more symbolic of us not giving up. I think it's more how the world can just eat you up, and we have to continue to keep moving. We have to continue to get up with a limp. We were almost dying because he looked like he was about to die. And even how he pulled the lion back to where the other lions was, knowing that if he did that, they will eventually jump in. So it's about putting ourselves in a proper place so that we can get the blessings that is meant for us, right? Because even if we are dog tired, we have to crawl. He almost crawled, you know, to safety, you know. He just kept going until the lions finally said, okay, this lion cannot come. Because remember in the beginning of the movie, his white guy friend said that, you know, if another lion comes, then they're going to protect the. And so I think it was even symbolic to that, and even having to protect our young black girls. So it was a lot of symbolism in there. And, you know, the lions represent, you know, the brave. You know, the lion represents the king of the jungle. So yeah, and a black man in that picture also represented that. What you think?
I don't know what to think now. You just summed that up like it was nothing. I felt that in the movie. I also felt that it talks a little bit. Well, it shows a little bit about what family and camaraderie and what happens when you enter a family and you try to disrupt a family. You know, okay, so let me explain myself a little better.
All right.
I'll use us as an example. So many times in our community, we see things that happen in our community and we turn the blind eye. We say, we ain't messing with them. They crazy. They fight all the time, this, that, and other. Or something happened in the community and you like, some communities, they'll turn it back and go in the house, shut the door. This movie, to me, says, no matter what's going on, when it comes to your front door, we have to step in and make sure that a wrong is right. And at the end of that, they knew that, you know, their family, their pride, was in jeopardy. And here it is that this lion is attacking this human or this other entity that was not even in contact with them. Because remember, he didn't want to be in contact with them at the beginning. People were like, don't do it, Daddy. And he was like, nah. So when they seen him again, he was getting attacked. And they went out and they blasted him, you know, and protected him and their people, as you could say, also. And that's something that we need to really look at. When it comes into our community, we don't need to turn a blind eye. We need to start learning how to protect. And, you know, it has to be with violence, but the protection needs to happen to where we know that our young people will know that, yes, they got our back, so it's time for us to finish what they are leaving out for us.
And so let's talk about what you're doing with the community, which is just that. You're here on a platform to allow people opportunities to be able to grow, to provide that food that people may be needing. And that, for me, represents the lion in the movie as well. And then I see that you have your queen beside you, which represents the queen, that they continue to show up as the foundation. Everything kept going back to the queen. And so when you relate that to now, and from an energetic and spiritual aspect, it's basically giving you things, because we are very pro-black right now, right? And I am on the boat. I am for that. I've been that for a long time. But it also shows that white man gave his life for them. And so we have to know our allies, and we have to know our quote-unquote enemies. Not every, you know, white man is there to destroy us. However, I was looking at Muhammad Ali the other day, and he was saying, I know this is a famous quote that he said. He basically said that out of 100,000, if there's 100,000, basically we're going to say lions that's coming towards you, and 1,000 of lions not going to attack you, but you know 10,000, the other 9,000 are going to attack you, are you going to say, don't shoot? Because 1,000 of the lions is not going to attack us? No. When you're talking with people that are not like you, and we only have to say white people in general, but because we are dealing with so racism on so many areas, from our own people as well, because I can throw them right in there too, because a lot of times people don't even understand the things that you were trying to teach them, and they turn the blind eye, like you said. that even if you're telling them something that's beneficial, if it's not something that they're used to or something that they grew up with, they're not even ready to step into the arena of getting to learn something different outside of themselves. And so in that case, they can go right along with the pack of quote-unquote white people or quote-unquote the deaf, dumb, and blind, which is the people that are ignorant. Now, ignorant don't mean that you know, we're calling them lower than us. Well, when we're saying ignorant, we're saying that they don't know, they don't have the knowledge, right? And so Muhammad Ali said, we don't stop and just not shoot. We shoot everybody because we don't know, because we've been conditioned to be in a place where we have to defend. Now, like you said, the defense mechanism may not be in balance, but the defense mechanism should be knowledge. And the mechanism to also be related to our spiritual aspect, because that's where the discernment comes from. That's when we have to take time to breathe, meditate, relax, and that's how I'm so tapped in. I don't know what he said before I came in here or who I am, but I'm very tapped into spirit, and I'm very tapped in to be able to help people align with their higher selves. So that movie, for me, represented that on so many levels. So, yeah.
That's a jewel in itself. You said a whole word. And I know probably half of my listeners are kind of confused right now. So I'll start with asking you to tell a little bit about yourself.
Hey, listeners. How are you guys doing? So I met the wonderful Jay King Status, Jay, and a group that we have to we're both a part of, which is ADR, and that has about 10 life coaches, and we are coming out here to help teach. We're coming out here to help empower, do all of our different life paths. So for me, I am a licensed therapist, meaning I have a master's degree in counseling. I am a Reiki master teacher. I am a shaman, which I go between the world, the physical and the spiritual world, so I can help people to release soul contracts. I help pain in the body. I can help blockages that you may be having for your entire life. I'm also an archangel light practitioner. I am a certified dowser. I am a medium. I am an intuitive counselor. I am an author, a sound healer, and a sacred movement specialist. I am an author of Awakening of the Queen Within. I have a book, a workbook, a coloring book, affirmation cards, and I'm currently working on a journal, and I already have the journal was done. I have to print that. I'm currently working on oracle cards. So I have like a whole lot of things I have going on. I have a healing retreat in the Poconos at the end of the month, and it's almost completely sold out. And so I'm working with Elohi Hesapu El-Bey, and he's on my King Status version of Awakening of the Queen Within, and that will be launching in January. So I have a couple of things in the fire. I'm just happy to be here and to help, you know, spread a little insight on some particular things. I've helped the symptoms of cancer. I pulled pain from cancer. I've helped pull the energy of cancer. When I say symptoms of, when you say that you have something, you are creating an energy in your life. So you have to be very careful about what you speak of. And so I help people to rewire their brain so they can speak more health, so they can speak more wealth, so they can speak more compassion and love in their lives. And I do that by embodying the essence of who I am and just spreading that energy and that spirit with my clients. So my love angels, my angel love. So, yes.
Well, I give you that again. Good Lord, do you have time to eat? Do you have time to eat? I mean, you are, with all of that, I thought I was busy. You are very busy.
Yeah, something like that. I said I was just working on some things for the retreat today. I took my mother to my mother stays with me now. And so I took her to the emergency room. I went to the park. I've seen a couple clients. I've meditated. I took a 45-minute nap, and now I'm on the phone with you. So, hey. And then I still have 3 hours of work after this.
Mercy.
So, yeah.
I got people on the chat now that are saying that they definitely need to get your information.
Amazing.
She's definitely going to give you that. I was really interested in what you see for the state of our world right now. What what do you see right now going on for the state of our world?
So I can definitely say we're in a state of renewal. And I know a lot of people think that we are at a demise, but how many people have you known during this whole pandemic have reinvented themselves? It's going to separate the people that are really in the essence of the Most High, and meaning the Most High themselves as well, because, you know, we are connected to that energy, and we are that energy manifested. And that energy means God, universe, soul, spirit, whatever you call that energy, you are that, and you're connected to that. And so with all of these things going on in the world, it has pushed a lot of us, everybody, up against the wall. Now, you have some people that have come out swinging, and it has been to the demise of them. You have people that have gone absolutely crazy inside the house, but I've known about 20 people that have started businesses, or they have gotten married, they have gotten divorces. It really is providing a mirror. I think that a lot of people, and because of where we are in the world aspect, a lot of people are searching at this point, because who knew that we'd be walking around here with masks? And it's scary.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm. And so because of them being scared, it has opened up a lot of – I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something. I'm sorry, Queen. It's opened up a lot of doors for people to get themselves together, or, like I said, fall. As far as you see that Trump is trying to run again, this is just going to make us – if we are in alignment, it's just going to make us go even harder and deeper. Now, for me – as far as the COVID vaccinations and things like that, a lot of the people that I know that have received the COVID vaccinations, if you're still not eating correctly, if you're putting a lot of cheese in your body, that creates mucus. The whole thing around the COVID is what? Mucus, and it gets stopped up and you can't breathe, right? And so if they're telling you, on one end, they're telling us how to eat and how to live, and we're looking at some people like they're absolutely bananas and crazy, but it's also have awoken a lot of people to say, hey, I need to change my lifestyle. So it has absolutely have changed the energy of how people are looking at getting healthy. There are a lot more vegans. If you notice, so many almond milk, soy milk, coconut milk, all this stuff in the last 3 years of this COVID thing. So people are pushing the government to change. But a lot of people, like I know I'm from a small town, over half the people in that small town, it's like, well, we going to continue to eat. But because of that, it's causing you to die. Because of that, you have to change how you are loving on yourself, how you are setting that energy in your body. Now, my mama cook macaroni and cheese now, but she cook it vegan. If I go to somebody's place, and I might get a spoonful just to be, you know, respectful, but that's not what I buy in my house. That's the one, you know, that's not what I have in my refrigerator. Like right now, my brother came up, funny story. So my brother and his girlfriend and the kids came up, right? They've been together 18 years, right? So he's like, can I have some ice cream? I said, it's vegan. He said, I don't care. How about you ate half my tube? and then we're having breakfast, right? And my mother cooked turkey bacon, because I don't cook pork bacon in my house. So my mother cooked turkey bacon. She cooked turkey sausage, and I had some maple vegan sausage. That's what I eat. And so my brother wanted to eat mine. Okay, so the message to all y'all non-vegans, y'all know it'd be 4 patties up there and it'd be 25 pieces of turkey. Stop cutting the vegan sausage.
Yes.
And so he was like, I eat everything. I said, no, you can't eat everything because you're not vegan. I don't eat that, so you can't eat my stuff up. And so just with that being said, I like that people are opening up their mindset. I like it. The way that the world is shifting and where I see it is going, it's going to be darker days. It's going to be more things that's going to be happening. But we're going to have to be prepared within our mental, spiritual, and physical bodies. And when our back is up against the wall, we don't fall. It's interesting because I went to a comedy show last night. I think it was a guy named Pete Carell at the Improv. So, yes. So we're there, and he's talking about COVID. And so this is a prime example of what I see and what I know and what I feel. So what he said was, oh, he done had the COVID in 17 of the boosters. He said, but in 4 months, it went from people, they about to lock people up for the COVID, to basically you can do whatever you want. And he said, and this, he said it as a joke. He said, but in 3 years, all the people that are not vaccinated are going to be healthy. They're like, okay, I'm losing the job now, but in 3 years, oh, I'm going to have all y'all jobs. Because all y'all gonna be melting in the floor. And I was like, oh my God, it was so funny, but he was serious. He was like, I'm seeing people still having a COVID shot and people is not having it and they're not getting it. They're not getting sick to people that had the COVID shot. And so what they're doing is I hate to say a conspiracy. I'm not into all of that, but I do know that the facts are the facts. The facts is that I had a gentleman that went around to people. He wasn't vaccinated and his family caught COVID, right? And they were laid out sick. He did not get the shot. He meditated, prayed, and drunk water. And he did not have half the symptoms, but he also was vegan. So when we're talking about the state of the world, we got to talk about our health. When we're talking about the state of the world, we got to talk about our mental health. When we're talking about the state of the world, we have to talk about how we are showing up. And energetically, and just being touched into the essence and the spirit, it's going to get worse because a lot of people are not doing the things they do to take care of those aspects of themselves. So that's why I'm not only a licensed therapist, but I'm also a healer. I'm also a shaman. I'm also a person that can pull things from you. I've also pulled the symptoms of COVID. Somebody came to me and they couldn't breathe, so I cleared up some things in their chest. But you cannot come to me and then go back and eat some cheese and then say what Shanika Marie did didn't work. No, you have to work that within yourself. I mean, seriously. Like, you don't come to me, but you don't go back and... No, because cheese creates mucus. Cheese creates mucus. And the whole COVID and a lot of the meats and stuff creates mucus in your body. And so if you are trying to get well, you cannot put them things in your body. If you know that you go around somebody that has COVID or have symptoms of COVID, that means you need to drink more water and eat more live fruits and vegetables. Does that make sense? And you have to watch what you're watching. You can't be on the Instagram looking at somebody with COVID with blood running down their eyes, because that right there, when we're talking about the spirit of things, King and Queen, when you talk about the spirit of things, if you are watching somebody that has a COVID symptom, that spirit embeds into yourself and you're more susceptible. I know this may be over some people's head, but understand what I'm saying, right? Well, even when you're talking about Christianity and we're talking about faith and the Bible, the thing that produces that energy is what? You having faith in that. It's the energy behind the faith that you have. So if you are walking in the essence of knowing that you're going to be sick and you're so afraid of COVID and so afraid that you're going to die, that energy produces inside of your energetic field, and so you're more susceptible. Do the knowledge on it yourself, people. Don't click off this yet. Do the knowledge of this yourself. That's why in John Hopkins Hospital, they have Reiki masters. They have Reiki masters in there. They call a lot of these people's healing hands, but it's the same thing as Reiki. And so Reiki allows you to remove and transition energy from the body, any like low vibrations, which is sickness, right? That's in the body that causes people to heal. That's why they have certain rooms there that's how people are getting healed quicker at these hospitals that have these things implemented, because it's not just the physical, it's the mind, body, and spirit. So when you're talking about the world and moving forward, you're going to have to really connect with that spirit man within. You're going to have to know who you are and do things that it takes to cultivate that essence of God within.
Oh, wow. All right, Queen, I have a question for you. Okay,
yes,
what
ma'am.
Do you see for the woman in this day and time?
Ooh, so the woman. So we all know that, you know, we approach the divine feminine is representing Queen. Is it not Queen? Is the divine feminine representing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is. And so for the woman, I see a lot of the women are branching out and they are like, they're stepping and they're like, I'm woman. And it's almost like I don't need a man type deal. A lot of it. And some of it is being submissive. So the way things are going now, I think it's okay. So let me tap into that. So how much is it more of that than I need a man? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% of the women are like, I got my own thing, which is true. Because, and if you're talking about specifically to the black family, the black woman can hold down a more secure job than a black man before finances, because we're considered less threatening. Right? Not to put damper on our black men. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about how society has it shaped up and set up, that they're giving us more, so also to cause an imbalance within the family structure. Right? And so a lot of us women are taking that to belittle the man. right? So we have to be very careful. If we want to keep the family together, even as a white or whatever, whatever nationality, whatever race, it doesn't matter. But with the woman, you have to make sure that you're still catering to your man. And I'm not saying being abused. I'm saying talking to him when his voice go high, your voice go low, and say, no, hold on. I know you're angry. Because I've actually teach workshops on this, actually, by the way. So that's a great question, Queen. And so, yes. And so making sure your voice gets lower, making sure you have good eye contact, and say, and ask them, if you had a rough day, so let's talk about this later, and walking away. Right? Because, yes, our men, you go out there in society, and they have things that's on our back. We have to be able to ask, okay. Now, everybody know, wink, wink, that the men are the head of household, wink, wink. And y'all know what that wink, wink means, because y'all know it's really the foundation of the woman, because the woman sets the tone for that house. The woman sets the tone, and I don't care who you're talking to. If they are saying a man sets the tone, then they really they haven't had no relationship, and they really don't know the aspect of what a true relationship is, because a woman sets the tone. Now, the man will lead, and when we get behind closed doors, it's that woman that makes sure that man is okay and supports him so that he can make a decision that he can make for the household. But if the woman's walking around with an attitude all the time, the man's going to walk around with an attitude. If the woman is okay, then the man is okay. So we need to, as women, to cultivate the essence of God within us even more, so our men can stand up and be the men that they are supposed to be.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
we are not in alignment, then our man is not going to be in alignment, because the woman raised the child, the woman teaches the man how to treat us, and we hold sacred space for that certain man that we are trying to have come into our lives, how we treat ourselves. When a man, in the Bible even, that's what's in the Bible, it says when a man finds a woman, he finds a good thing. So a woman, a man don't even know who he is until he knows the woman he wants.
That's right.
He don't even know who he is. And so when we're talking about women and being divine feminine, we need to make sure we are walking in that strength and in that power, Queen, when we are saying taking time out. It's so interesting. Now, my son, we're not going to talk about my son, because my son has folded his closet, right? But when they walk out, I'm going to walk down, I'm going to present myself well. Now, my son will just throw on anything, but it's not that he don't have it, but my son is also 14. But let's talk about the mothers that have the children walking around with they're not in the most kept place. Let's just say this. So I'm not going to, right. Because when you know better, you do better, okay? And so my job is not to demean anyone, because we can't do that, because that's not how we sit. Right? Because if you say if you're the essence of divine, all this bickering and what women are doing and talk about each other, yes, it's scientifically proven that those things bring women together. However, what we're doing in the process is tearing each other down. So if you're not going to say anything to uplift me, if you're not going to say anything to try to help me, then we don't even have a conversation. And so I don't even have conversations as far as gossiping. I'll transition the energy. And so until we look within, Queen, we can never do anything. And so we look within, we can never know the true essence of who we are. That's why my book, Awakening of the Queen Within, talks about all that. Talks about finding what's important to you. Because if you're so wrapped up in what you're doing and where you're going and who you're supposed to be, you're not going to be concerned about the woman nor the man next door. You're going to be concerned about you and yours and what's directly in front of you. We up here wanting men, but we don't have our stuff together. You want a man that got this, that, and the third, but your stuff ain't together. You want a man with this, right? But see, I don't want a man. I want us to come together and do things together. And I'm not saying I don't want a man for his money, but I do want him to be in a place where he has goals and he's financially able to say, Queen, this is where I am. What are your thoughts? Especially if I am better in certain areas. And so, again, when we're talking about a woman, is being able to have discernment and who's better at doing what, especially when you're talking about somebody that has a mate. And so it's not about, oh, he holds the money. No, if she's better at the money, then she do that. If he's better at the money, then he do that. And are these roles about cleaning the house? No, baby. If a woman, right, it's so interesting, because if a woman's working 8 hours and a man is working 8 hours, so for the man to go outside, he go outside and clean the yard. Cleaning the yard is nothing compared to cleaning the house. and she's cooking. So I think chores need to be shared, especially if she's working and you're working. All that 1950 stuff, 1950, 1940s is when a woman was not working. So, of course, she was up there cooking and cleaning and stuff. And so the mindset of you not doing anything in the house is preposterous.
Right.
And you have a lot of men that are doing it, and it's unfair. I've met some queens that were waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, going to bed at 12 o'clock at night to make sure. Come on now. And so a lot of times these women are having heart disease or having heart attacks, and we have to redefine the role of a woman, but we have to teach the man the correct way too. So you can't go in and be doing all this stuff in the beginning of a relationship, and then we get halfway through, you get tired. Like, no, queen, you say those things in the beginning. So let's see what we both want to do. It's not fair, and it's not being honest, and it's not truthful.
Right.
You're right, yes.
Right. You're absolutely right. So let me ask you a question. So in saying that, I come in contact with a lot of women, some coworkers, some people I went to school with, some that just listen to the radio show, and they talk about how they're dating these no end relate they're in these no end relationships where it's not getting them anywhere, or they are feeling like they're in a rush to find the perfect person because they're getting older every year and this, that, and other. What do you say to those women?
Self love. Because a lot of times these women, they see red flags in the beginning, right?
Yes.
And what
yes.
we do, and I have done it myself, is we try to love them into submission. We love them into change. And if a person shows who they are in the beginning, that's typically who they are. Is some men, which is like the ones that have mental instability, that can kind of play that role for about, past that 6 month period. They can play that role, but many cannot. Right? Many cannot. And so you have to be, and when you have to have the power of discernment, see, that goes back to your meditation and your prayer and even fasting. And so what kind of mental state are these women in when they are having these men come in? And so I know lots of women, over half the women that I know will be in a relationship with Tom 1 month and be in a relationship with Dick the next month. You haven't even cleansed your energetic field. You haven't even cleansed your womb out. So what you're doing is you're carrying all this baggage from this man and you putting it on with this man. So how do you think you're going to have a healthy relationship when you're not even taking the time to love you in the correct way? You're not taking the time to release this debris from this other brother. And even if you have the whole year, let's say, some women have waited a year and two, but what were you doing within that year or two? Have you been going in and cleaning up some things within yourself? So even if you did not say the things that this man have said to you before, right, that the one that broke up with you, even if you didn't listen, you might need to go back and listen to some of those conversations, because everything that this brother is saying is not wrong, because he was the person that was with you. When we're talking about trying to get someone or they're getting older, you have to look within and say, well, what do I want in a relationship? What do I want? What do I have to offer? And you cultivate those things that you want in a relationship within yourself. And then you go and put yourself out there. And I'm going to guarantee you, and I've talked about this a lot on my Morning Vibes at Healing Through Shanique Marie. I talk about this often. I talk about the energy that you put out there is the energy you're going to receive back. Now, you're going to receive it for two reasons. You're either going to receive it as a lesson or a blessing. And so it all depends on where the woman's mentality is. And ask each woman that called in, what state were you in when you met this person? And if they're truly honest with themselves, they're going to say, oh, well, I just did this. Oh, I'm looking for somebody to love me. So if you look for somebody to love you, that means that you wasn't loving yourself properly. A lot of us seek relationships when we're in a desperate place. And so what we do is we deal with desperate things. And when we deal with desperate things, that thing is not going to have you getting married and having these things in a faithful, non-being, honest man, because you were at a low vibration when you met them. So what I would tell these women is concentrate on them, because when you concentrate on you, the type of man you're going to bring in is different. If the wrong man come, because you've been loving yourself for so long, you're going to be able to pick up on that energy, and it doesn't feel right. You're not going to allow that because you love yourself so much, and you're not going to tolerate that, so you won't waste much and you won't waste years. That's what I would tell them.
Ooh, good God. I'm telling you what. Can you stick around a second? I need to take a quick commercial and
okay.
Come back. Do you have a second?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I got to process a lot of this, and I know they got to process it. But this is what I like. This is what I promised them they were going to get, and they're getting every bit of it. So give me a second, Queen, and we'll come right back and we'll talk some more. All right? The number
All right. 602-9653.
The number again is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely live.
In the day with Jay and Trey.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058, Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gaston has hope for the future.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
If you guys are just joining us, you have missed out on a treat. You need to go back and listen to the show on demand for free. You can do that. We have been talking with none other than Queen Shamika Marie, and she has been like really blessing us with a lot of great knowledge and a lot of spiritual balance and guidance. And Queen, you still there? I'm not going to keep you much longer, but I appreciate you coming on the show. I do. I truly appreciate you coming on the show. If you can leave us a little bit with what you see is going to, and what do we need to do as couples, as families, as friends? You know, what do we need to do to strengthen our relationships with one another and maybe even on a spiritual level, our spiritual prowess with each other?
I like that. And so what you did was something that I would recommend, which is ask questions, because communication is key. If we are not able to listen to what the other person is saying and feel that we are heard, that's a problem within itself. I know a lot of times I deal with couples and I deal with people that just don't feel like they're being heard. And so a great tip I would say for communicating is saying, I heard you say. And if what you didn't hear, what you heard was incorrect, they'll say, no, that's not what I said, right? And then you're going to have to stop and say, okay, explain to me what you said, and being able to shut your mouth. And really, if you love this person and you really want them to stay around, because a lot of times people just want to manipulate the situation. So what I would say is go into a quiet time within yourself to really find out what you want, right? Because even before the communication, we're going to have to find out what we want. And we're going to have to look at with ourselves. We're going to have to learn how to love ourselves enough. I would definitely say learn how to love yourself enough to understand what you want and what that looks like for you in your life, because that shows up differently for everybody. And so you're asking somebody to read your mind to give you something, and you don't even know what you want for yourself. And so the fundamental thing, if you follow me at Healing Through Shamika Marie, I need you to drop it in there, King and Queen. I'm so sorry I didn't get an opportunity to meet your mate. I'm going to have to, because I seen her picture. She looks beautiful. Her energy is great, too. Yes, the love is popping. So, and with that being said, the love has to pop, because if you don't have the foundation of that, because a lot of times we are in situations where the love is the last thing on the list. We're there for financial reasons. We're there because it looks good. We're there because it's convenient. If we're talking about living long, healthy lives for longevity, it's really about catering to the essence of who you are and knowing what feels good to you. And so if it doesn't feel good to my spirit, then I will go someplace and I will leave early. And I know a lot of our older women do that, because I've seen women do that, but we need to look at it from a different place, really feel, not just to say, oh, I went and I showed up. I'm talking about if it doesn't feel good to your spirit, if you're starting to feel uneasy, and that's what you have to do with all your relationships. And we're talking about, you said family, so I didn't mention children. So stop treating these children like they are adults. Number one, and then stop treating them like they're babies. What do you mean, Queen? I mean that when your young person is interrupting you, you don't stop. I look at my son, I said, oh, do you see me talking? And then I go back to talk, and then he'll say, excuse me, and then I'll address him. Right? And then always yelling at them, and not letting them have a voice. So, yes, we are not our parents, and they need a different type of you cannot do the same things you did. But because we're not doing that don't mean don't do nothing. That means that maybe you don't beat them. But my son, I would sit him on the wall with a book in his hand.
Uh-huh.
Who are you talking to? I would take his phone and literally take his phone, because a lot of times they'd be running and moping. You want them to get out your face, so you give them their phone back. You need to be consistent with your discipline. You need
That's
to be
right.
consistent with how, because they're watching you. Everything right. they do, they watch. And I tell people all the time, my children will be my biggest testimony, because what you see is what I give at home. This is me
That's
all the
right.
way around. I don't have but. So I'm not placating out here in these streets. So you're not going to see my kids in the National Enquirer talking about Shamika Marie. They're not going to do that, because this is who I am. And so that's who you need to be, too. Stop treating the people outside of your house better than you treat the people inside of your house. And that's what we do, and that's what we're trained to do. Come on now.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
God,
so
God.
With that being said, I'm going to write him a reading.
If I keep letting you go, they're going to be mad at me because I'll be 2 hours over in the show. Because I will definitely spend the time to have the extra time to get you. I have to get you back on the show. I have
okay.
to. I have to get you back
okay.
on the show, and I would like to have some people call in and be able to speak to you if that's okay with you. We need to work it out to where that can happen.
Okay.
I will block off a 2 or 3 hour show so we can make that happen. Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I do. I want to read this poem. It's only 45 seconds long, and I'm going to let you go. And so this is what I need y'all to close your eyes and listen to this, okay? It's called Enough, okay? I was always enough, but you couldn't see that I was enough because you didn't think that you were enough. So how can I expect you to make me enough is enough? I'm reclaiming my power. I am enough. Wow. Wow. Good love is so hard to find, and I won't waste my time until you heal and understand you are divine. I continue to strive until I seen my own worth. I looked until I was able to unearth the diamond that existed as me. For me to realize I am connected, I am everything. So at the time, you were my reflection, and I was yours. I had decided to go higher and explore love a little more. I had went to Earth's core and burned away the debris of toxic energy that used to be me. Now I hold my hand to you. See, you are still a reflection of me. I just need you to believe. I implore you to see that you too are God's essence. You are divinity. Because I am enough. And that's it. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, 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 yes. And so that's the takeaway. Know that you are enough. Whoever you're dealing with, just, yes, know that you are enough. I say and amen.
Oh, great. Thank you for coming on the show and giving the listeners what they needed, giving me and my wife what we really needed. Thank you. You're coming back. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, you're coming back.
Okay.
And we're going to block this couple hours off so we can really get down to business. And you
yes.
can do what you do best and blow some minds because that's what you have done on today's show. So I really appreciate you. I can't wait for us to really get our hands dirty with Abundantly Developed Group because we get ready
yes.
to be a force to reckon with. I told
yes,
y'all.
Yes, we are.
I have some people out there who is wanting to be able to get in touch with you. Tell the listeners real quick how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, I have a couple different ways. So my website is www.imshenikamarie.com. My Instagram is at healingthrough. That's healing, HEALINGTHRU. Shanique Marie, SHENIKAMARIE. And my phone number you can reach me at is 252-820-9491. And text that number is 252-820-9491. I look forward to speaking with you and you guys booking sessions and buying books and just continue to grow because this is how we grow as a domino effect. Thank you so much, Jay Radio in the white.
Thank you. We will definitely connect out there, okay, Queen?
Yes, have a pleasant day, guys.
All right, you too.
Peace.
Bye. Got the number to call, 515-602-9653. I can't tell you guys how excited I am to be able to bring her back to you, how excited I am to be able to work with her with Abundantly Developed Roots. She is something special. She is something that is going to have to be reckoned with. That queen has a lot of knowledge. And, boy, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she is definitely something.
This is a lot of truth.
A lot of truth. And it needs to be talked about. And we need to make sure that we are doing the things that we need to do with each other, as she stated. There's so much that she stated that I thought was on point, and we need to make sure that we start doing some of those things that she was talking about.